streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's draft day, Thursday, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. Good night's sleep, ready to roll. Tonight is the night of nights. Been a draft Nick for 30 years, 20 years, however long I've been doing this. Love the NFL draft forever. J-Mac, I think you feel the same way. It is now almost its own professional sport. We talk more about the draft. The ratings for the draft are bigger than most sports regular season games. Tonight, all in, streaming, radio, audio, TV, massive numbers for something that has just grown and grown and grown. Now they're moving it around the country. It's in Detroit. Great city, so I can't wait for tonight.
Yeah, teams have done a great job keeping things under wraps as to what's going to happen at 2, 3. Like, there's still some mystery. That hasn't been the case in recent years.
All right, my final mock draft 1 hour from now. So, draft rumors. This morning, the rumor is 3 teams have called the Chargers about that number 5 overall pick. I've been told the Chargers want to move down. Here's my 3 big takes tonight. Number 1, Arizona has 11 picks, 2 in the first, and 3 in the third. They're going to win the draft. They're going to get the most good players. And the reason the draft tonight is going to get bigger ratings, if you take their TV ratings on the two networks it's on, than any NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL regular season game, and some of those playoff games in those sports, is Arizona. Arizona does what happens to 1 or 2 or 3 teams a year. You change your entire franchise, right? 6 or 7 of those draft picks out of 11 become starters. 4 or 5 are really good starters. And remember, Houston did this last year, and they went into a draft without a quarterback yet. So Arizona's got all these picks, all these premium picks, and they've got a star quarterback. So I think Arizona wins the draft. They'll come out of the weekend the most improved team. My second take is the most fascinating team will be the Chargers. They want to move down. That's why Jim Harbaugh has been on this. J.J. McCarthy is the best quarterback in the draft. He wants people to believe that because he wants more of a frenzy in the top 5 picks so he can move down and improve his team. So he's trying to create urgency. Harbaugh also may select several Michigan players. They want to move down, I'm told. I'm not sure they'll get a taker. I think New England probably gets a taker at 3, but I think they'll be the most fascinating team. And finally, the Chicago Bears will make the discussion last for 20 years. 20 years from now, there's a possibility the only draft we talk about of all these teams drafting tonight, my guess is the Chicago Bears. It's hard to explain how inept they have been offensively. They have never had a quarterback throw for 4,000 yards. How is that possible? They've never had a quarterback, not one, throw for 30 touchdowns in a season. The Packers have done that 18 times with four different quarterbacks. The Chicago Bears butcher quarterback like rock stars trashed hotel rooms in the 80s. They just can't get it right. They even when they draft talented people, they screw it up. But this Chicago team is different. The general manager's a former player. He's had a great last year. They have good wide receivers, two of them. Good tight ends, two of them. A nice running back who can catch the ball in the offensive line. Ryan Poles, the GM's a former offensive lineman. It's a pretty interesting young offensive line. And this is the draft. Hard to screw it up. Best quarterback talent, arguably, since Josh Allen or Andrew Luck. And the Bears have Carolina's pick, so they have number one, and they're going to take Caleb Williams, a guy who doesn't throw interceptions and scores a lot of touchdowns. And behind bad O-lines with one receiver of note, Jordan Addison, now a Viking, they led the nation in offense the last 2 years. So this is my take. Arizona comes out of the weekend the most improved team. The Chargers draft, they furiously want to move down, will be the most fascinating and the most historic for an NFL historic franchise will be the Chicago Bears. I think they finally get quarterback right, and even they won't screw it up. Draft tonight. Can't wait. One NBA story worth talking about today. Not sure if you watched it, but the Celtics, and this has become sort of a regular thing, lost at home again in the playoffs. They are 6-7 at home last 2 years. Ask yourself a question for all those who push back on my cynicism. Maybe that's too strident a word, but my questions about the Celtics. Ask yourself this. Name the last great NBA champion that was bad at home in the playoffs. Now, Miami was absurdly hot. Miami shot 44 threes and hit 23 of them. Over 53%. That's insane. Won't happen again. An all-time playoff shooting night. But it's sort of a theme now, isn't it? This great Celtic team loses a home playoff game and or Jason Tatum can shrink late in games. One of those two things happen, sometimes both, with sort of regularity. And here's the thing with the Celtics. Be totally honest. There's nothing to fear about the Celtics. MJ and the Bulls' physicality, intimidating. Shaq, Kobe, Shaq coming downhill, intimidating. That blizzard of talent with the Miami Heat, LeBron and D-Wade in their prime, intimidating. There have been a lot of teams you fear. Steph, Clay, KD embarrassing you with an onslaught of threes, blowing you out in the playoffs by 30. Fear. The Celtics? Well, they're deep. Nobody fears the Celtics. Nobody's afraid to go into the Garden. Certainly not Miami. In fact, I would argue that Miami creates fear. Playoff, Jimmy. Heat cultures on the jerseys, more than a slogan, it's who they are. Will Spoelstra outcoach your coach late in games? There's a lot to fear about Miami. Nobody wants to play Miami in the playoffs. Yet last night, after beating the Celtics in Boston, Jimmy Butler is trolling the Celtics. Got an Instagram post showing him in a Celtic jersey, says, "Don't let us get one." You do not troll Mike Tyson in his prime. And if all these good NBA teams were heavyweight fighters, the Celtics feel more like Larry Holmes than Tyson. They'll jab you, but the knockout punches, not that memorable. I don't know. Fear is supposed to be a real thing with great teams. I mean, the Spurs may have been boring, but they would mechanically and efficiently wear you out. LeBron, D-Wade in their prime, watch out. Steph, Clay, KD, Shaq downhill, Kobe on the perimeter. MJ's relentlessness, the Bulls' length and defense, Phil Jackson's coaching.
Who fears the Celtics? They're not even good at home. I mean, really, now the pressure's all on Boston. Miami has home court, and Miami has the better coach. Here's Charles Barkley after.
This was a shocker to me. This team let it started last game. When you're up 34 and you let them back in the game, you get from 34 to 12, they probably got some things going. But number one, you have to say to yourself, what the hell is going on when those guys play at home? Even, and I'm not even just talking about tonight, but for the talent they've had the last 4 or 5 years, to be 500 at home is something, I don't even know how to explain that.
Exactly. Go look at the past four postseasons. Celtics are like hovering around 500, under 500 at home. That's not the way it works. Shaq and Kobe, D-Wade, LeBron, MJ's Bulls. I mean, they'd lose an occasional home game. You didn't want to go into that building. It was an L. Almost always an L. Boston, it's a coin flip. And now the pressure's all on the Celtics, all of it. Home court advantage Miami, better coach Miami. Again, the Eastern Conference is so weak as they roll through it. It's almost like college football if you play in a weaker conference like Clemson for years and you roll over everybody. And if you come from a stronger conference, the Big Ten or the SEC, you kind of look at, are we overvaluing? And we do this, we overvalue teams from weaker conferences who bully ball teams all regular season. Once again, Boston, all the pressure, losing home court advantage. I don't like to say cynicism, because I do think Boston should roll through the East, but it is hard to explain. Does anybody fear the Celtics? And what would you fear about them? They're deep? That's not really something you generally fear. A relentless player, Jokic, an unstoppable player, efficiency, maniacal, tough, physical. I'll tell you a team that worries me. I wouldn't want to play the Knicks. They got nothing to lose. House money. Nobody plays harder than the Knicks. They're winning and Jalen Brunson's playing poorly. What do you fear about the Celtics? They got talent. It's the NBA. So's OKC. So's Minnesota. J-Mac, that was interesting. I don't know. I still think Boston's going to win the series, but it's Barkley's on this. Yeah. How do you explain it? 4 years now, not very good at home.
I'll try. First of all, we gave out heat first quarter yesterday. Remember on the show?
Yes.
I said, hold your nose. Plug
and tonight, Philadelphia plus the points, best bet on the board.
Well, they're favored Philadelphia tonight.
Yeah, Philadelphia. Excuse me, -5. They're gonna blow them out.
I think they wax the Knicks. But real quick, so do you remember the 2015 Warriors? The first year Curry won the title, they won 67 games and all season long. Barkley and the TNT crew. They're soft jump shooters. This team's not built. And they fall down 2-1 to Memphis Grizzlies and Tony Allen and those guys.
Yeah.
And everybody, oh, Warriors, they were frauds. That's what this feels like. Miami Heat have a fluky game, make 23 threes. Everybody's saying, Boston, I don't know. I saw somebody, Kevin O'Connor, the guy who comes on here, said this Celtics would get swept by Denver. They can't match with them. Like, all these guys are hammering the Celtics off one game.
But it is more of a theme. It's not one game. It's 4 years of being mediocre at home.
I'll buy that. That's an issue. I don't understand why they come up lame at home.
Denver's not only good at home, they have an altitude advantage, and they have a great player, whereas Boston has Jason Tatum, who we continue to worry about closing out a huge series.
Who's we? Who's we? I'm not worried about Tatum. Celtics in five, right?
Oh, okay.
Come on. They were supposed to sweep these guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. What a day. NFL draft day. Joel Klatt, Greg Cosell, Diana Russini, we are loaded.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming.
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You're now entering the No Bull Zone, sponsored by Credible. Great rates and none of the bull. Credible. So here's a story. The Jets, according to Rich Samini, who's covered the Jets for a long time in New York, the Jets are, quote, exploring trading up for a playmaker in the draft to help Aaron Rodgers. Let's go back to that chart yesterday. Last 20 years, here are the hits and misses percentage in the NFL. The rumors you hear about the Jets on wide receiver or tight end, Brock Bowers playmakers, those miss last 20 drafts more than any position. What the Jets need, offensive tackle, is the second safest position, and the first round is loaded with great offensive tackles. What would I do if I was the Jets? I'd move down, middle of first round, get a second round pick. But why would the Jets move up? Because of a delusion they've had for a long time, which is they're just one playmaker away. Remember, that's what they felt with Aaron Rodgers. Just get Aaron Rodgers. Super Bowl. Yeah, but nobody to protect him, and he's an old quarterback. So the Jets actually need an offensive tackle, or actually two, if you're counting the future, a wide receiver, or two, a tight end, a quarterback for the future, and maybe a cheap inside athletic linebacker. And they don't currently have a second round pick, only seven picks. And they need about seven guys to be drafted on offense. So as the Jets enter tonight's draft, what I would be thinking about is that first game, fourth play of the season where Aaron Rodgers is on the field. I would do whatever it takes to ensure that Aaron Rodgers is upright, rarely sacked, and healthy. That will ensure the Jets are viable. It doesn't ensure they're great. It ensures they're viable. Aaron Rodgers, that defense, and a run game behind an improved offensive line ensures they're viable. Aaron gets hurt, season over, embarrassing again. So two things happen every April. We pay our taxes, and the Jets convince themselves they're a playmaker away from being great. They are not. That is delusion. They're not close to San Francisco's roster, Green Bay's roster, Detroit's roster after this draft, the Rams' roster, Philadelphia's roster. The only thing that guarantees viability this year is Aaron plays every game. You'll be viable. Maybe a playoff team. Maybe I'll come around. But a flashy wide receiver from LSU, when Aaron and Tom Brady's history was, they don't love young wide receivers. Not just an Aaron thing. Tom didn't love them. So the Jets are exploring trading up for a playmaker. I would do the exact opposite. In a loaded first round of tackles, Tyron Smith for the Cowboys is going to play 13 games, maybe 12. Lucky you'll get 14. Go get the future at left tackle. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
You winced when you saw that story.
Just as the Jets are exploring trading up, I'm exploring a new Lamborghini, Colin. I don't know if I mentioned that to you. I went to a Lambo dealership. I'm looking at Lamborghinis. Exploring.
Do you really need that?
This is nonsense.
You're just Lamborghini away from happiness?
I love the draft. Oh, yeah, that's it. I do love the draft, but some of this nonsense. The Jets are not trading up. That's stupid. They don't have picks. They need picks. You trade down. Listen, the smartest thing you can do in the draft, I'm going to say this 50 times today, is you trade down and get more picks. Because as much as we think these guys know what they're doing, none of these guys know what they're doing. How many whiffs do we have every single year?
When the Patriots were good at drafting, i.e. when Belichick didn't run it, they traded down and accumulated picks because they thought it was a math equation. You're going to miss on one out of three picks totally. So just get more picks. 9, 10, 11, 12. Keep drafting. And if you can get 4 to 5 good players per draft, you're great. That's why Arizona tonight, with 11 picks as of right now, if you hit on half of them, Arizona's got a really good football team. If Marvin Harrison is as good as you think, they got a tight end, a running back, Kyler Murray, you hitting a tackle, you hitting an edge rusher, Arizona next year's a viable football
team. That's why when you hear trade up, you're like, oof, what are they doing? Anyways, all right, let's get started with Jaden Daniels and speculation that he could be drafted 2nd overall by the Commanders. Gambling odds are making it look like they think Daniels is 2 and Drake May is 3. However, Jaden Daniels reportedly, his ideal landing spots are the Raiders or Vikings. Now, I say this reportedly because there's no actual quote that Daniels said this, but we know his connection to the Raiders head coach and obviously the Vikings, which everybody knows are ready-made. There are reports that Daniels doesn't want to play for Washington, but he dismissed those, saying he'd be blessed to go wherever he's called.
If a kid doesn't say it, I'm not going to speculate.
Right.
I
think people are just, at this stage, people are guessing, looking for content.
I'll be honest with you. I tend to, whenever I get into a situation like this, I think, what if I was the player? I think Washington's exciting. I think they have playmakers. I think it's a winnable division. I think Dan Quinn will make sure I don't have to win shootouts. Kingsbury's worked with quarterbacks like me who can throw and move. I think Washington's exciting. They got Terry McLaurin, so you got a go-to wide receiver. They've got some nice pieces. Again, you're not going to the NFC North now that's stacked or the AFC North that's stacked. That's a winnable division where an overpaid Dak, Nick Sirianni may not last. Giants are a bit of a mess. I think Washington's an incredibly exciting place to go to. And Adam Peters running the front office. The owner's out. There's a lot of good stuff in Washington right now. That bad stink is gone. This is an exciting time in Washington.
They should be much improved. They could win the division with the right pick.
Absolutely could win it.
I don't want to harp on the COVID draft, but if you run the tape about what all these people were saying about Trey Lance and Justin Fields and Mac Jones, everybody loved everybody, right? That's what they do. Everybody seems to love Jaden Daniels.
Well, he was highly productive.
Wow. Brian Kelly offense, 2 really good NFL first-round receivers.
Well, Joe Burrow in the same school, he was really productive, and he had 2 NFL receivers. Okay. You can't blame Jaden because he goes to LSU.
I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying, the scenario was really good for him. I like him.
All right.
I wish him luck.
Fair.
I know you love him, so.
Well, I think he's really, really good.
All right, so off of the draft, this is interesting. So the Lions yesterday made Amara St. Brown the highest paid receiver in the league. So today, they've handed Penei Sewell, the offensive lineman, a 4-year, $112 million deal, $85 million guaranteed. Wait for it. Highest paid offensive lineman in the NFL at $28 million a year. So hold on. They make the receiver the highest paid, and now their tackle the highest paid. Smart moves. Colin, Jared Goff entering the final year of his deal. Yeah. According to Adam Schefter, no deal is imminent on Goff. Yeah. What is really happening in Detroit?
First of all, I would absolutely lock in Penei Sewell. He's great. I have no problem locking in Amaron St. Brown. Great kid, grinder, worked his butt off, a catching machine. I like Jared Goff a lot, but if Jared wants to be a top 5 paid quarterback, then you have to consider options, because Aiden Hutchinson in 2 years is going to get the bag. So they've got the right people being paid. Left tackle, star receiver, and Hutchinson eventually. You would like the quarterback to be in that group too, but this is the Dak thing. If I'm Jared Goff, I've been to a Super Bowl, I want to win.
Jared's made a fortune in this league. He's durable. He was at Cal. He is in the NFL. He hasn't gotten banged up. I'd take a little less if I was Jared Goff. I've said it.
I would take a little less.
Well, I've said before, I'm not here to tell athletes what to do.
Right.
But when you get a great environment, that Detroit front office is out of this world good. That offensive line is insane. It can't all be about money. If you want to retain that O-line, and that, I think you have to consider taking less.
I think that's, I mean,
Brady
took
less.
Respectfully, that is silly. Okay,
Brady took less.
I'll tell you right now, if I'm Jared Goff, I walk in. The opening line is, you see what Daniel Jones made? 40 mil?
Yeah.
I'm better than him. I'm not taking a cent less than him.
Okay, you know what I'd say? That's a poorly run franchise. We're a well-run franchise.
Okay, thank you.
We can now trade you there if you'd like.
Well, we just had an awesome run to the NFC Championship game. I didn't see Daniel Jones do that. I'm sorry. I am a better quarterback. I'm more productive than him. And if you want to offer me less than him, I'm out. Sorry, I'm not doing it.
Well,
go find another quarterback to get you to the NFC Championship.
We don't let the New York Giants making bad decisions affect our good decisions. We're two separate businesses.
Okay.
And I'm not saying you have to make less than Daniel Jones, but we're not getting into a tug of war with other teams financially for Jared Goff. And I'm a Jared Goff fan. But there are times players need to look in the mirror. I said this about D. Wade years ago. You go to Miami, no state tax, aqua water, Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, and players want to play with you. Take less. Don't go to Chicago, which he did, and an hour later went, yeah, that was dumb. There are certain breaks in life that you have to own up to the breaks. If you got to go play in Miami in the NBA with Spoelstra and Pat Riley, you have hit the Powerball lottery. If you get Brad Holmes upstairs in this O-line as a quarterback for the next 6 years, you have hit the Powerball lottery.
No way.
Jared Goff rarely gets touched.
Okay, it's easy for you to say that. You know, radio guy, Joe Radio guy's making $10 million a year, and you know, your radio people come to you and say, hey, we're willing to offer you $7 million. You're going to be like, get the hell out of here. That guy's inferior to me. I'm the man.
Yeah, but what if my management was amazing and I barely had to work, barely had to lift a finger, and old Joe Radio guy's out there slaving over a hot stove?
You see the lie? He's laughing. Trust me. Listen, I like Jared Goff a lot. Daniel Jones did not have a market. Nobody was paying anywhere near that. Goff will have a market,
right? I own a little company. You own a little bit of a soccer team. Do you let poorly run teams dictate terms for the league? The Mariners paid Robinson Cano for a decade. Why do people have to go, well, the Mariners are poorly run, we have to follow suit? Don't let bad businesses dictate terms in the marketplace.
So what do you believe is Jared Goff's market? Because I'll tell you right now, remember I said robust market for Justin Fields? We laughed, ha, ha, ha.
No, Jared Goff is a top 10, 12 quarterback. He'll have a market.
And someone will pay him $40 million in a heartbeat.
But if Jared Goff controls this, the Lions don't. Jared Goff does. If I'm Jared Goff, I go, yeah, I don't want to play in Carolina. No, thank you. I'm from L.A. Sorry. I don't want to play in Carolina. I don't want to buy another home. He's got a big place in Hermosa. He doesn't want to buy another.
He's building a big, big house near my friends out here in L.A.
I'm just saying, he's got a damn good life. Part of the great life is great run game, great GM, never gets touched with that offensive line, plays inside in a dome. And in a division without a great defense in the division, I'm staying in Detroit.
Detroit was a few minutes away from the Super Bowl with Jared Goff, and you're willing to move off him because the price isn't right? I'm stunned.
Have to consider it.
That is insanity. By the way, who's the backup in Detroit? I don't know the answer. I'm just asking you. The backup ain't getting... Yo, Ben Johnson, is he sticking around if Jared Goff's not there? This is...
I have to call Gardner Minshew's agent.
You know, for the sake of this show, I hope that the Lions push back against Goff. That would be a critical mistake. A lot of Lions fans listen, because anytime we talk about him, I see stuff toward us on social
media. By the way, nobody did what the Browns did with Deshaun Watson and gave a guaranteed contract. Does everybody in the league have to do that? That was stupid.
Okay.
Well, if the Browns are poorly run and the Giants are poorly run, and I think the Giants ownership forced the hand of Joe Schein and Daboll, why do I have to follow suit with the Browns and the Giants? Those are losing franchises the last 10 years.
Okay, so Dak Prescott, you know, it seems to have lowered his asking price, by the way.
Should.
So you're telling me 45 is too much for Jared Goff?
40,
you said
40,
on the show he's better than Dak.
49. Move on.
You pick off 49?
Yeah.
Oh, what are we arguing about?
Well, the top of the market's 58-60.
No, he's not getting that. But I'd say more than Daniel Jones.
Okay, Daniel makes 45. We'll give you 45 and a dime. 45 and a penny.
Final story, NBA, OKC with a blowout of the Pelicans last night. Again, another NBA game we called on the show. Your guy, Chet Holmgren, went off early.
He's a great player.
26
He's
in the first.
He's a really, really elite player.
I like him.
Feisty, too.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of got that dog in him where you can't tell, but he has it.
Yeah.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with a playoff career high, 33 points. It was blowout city in the second half.
Fun to watch. OKC. They're going to be, listen, they got draft capital. This team's not going anywhere for a decade.
Here's the thing. I haven't been that impressed by the Clippers, and I think OKC could probably beat them. I don't know about the Mavs. That's a much tougher task. But they've looked better in two games than I thought. Well, one and a half.
Folks, you should watch Chet Holmgren. Wemby's going to get all the press. Chet Holmgren is a dog.
Well, he's got guys around him, you know?
Well, he's also really, really good.
Look at that move. Just the discard and then the dunk and then the little look.
They're fun.
Boy, if I could dunk and I dunked on someone, I would definitely give the stare down like Chet.
Two words, nerf hoop. There's your dunking. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Joel Klatt, Greg Cosell, Diana Russini on the show today. Oh, it's just such a great time. Went to bed early last night. I tried another sleep remedy last night. I'm not sure if it worked or not. But I tried another one last night. It was a drink I found in the store at the grocery store I go to next to my gym. And it's called Somo Sleep or Som Sleep, S-O-M, is a blue can. Knocked that thing down at 8. I don't know. I went to bed, but I was tired anyway. So I'll check back. I've tried every sleep thing on the market. None of it, you know.
The same.
I chug, you know, children's cough medicine to go to bed. I do anything to go to bed.
Bro, we are so much alike. You know, there's like days where I have to take NyQuil like three nights in a row.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night to go back to sleep.
Oh, I'm the same way.
It's not great.
That's what I do.
But I did find this thing in Hawaii, actually, these drops that you put in water, and it's called like Island Chill or something silly. I don't really know what's in it. Kava? Do you know? Have you heard of Kava?
No. I've heard of...
Apparently it puts you to sleep. Right. So I've been taking that, and that's helped.
All right.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Saturday on Fox, the United Football League continues in primetime as Birmingham battles Houston or San Antonio takes on Arlington. It all kicks off Saturday at 7 Eastern on Fox. Check local listings for the game in your area.
So, yesterday a chart came out about the NFL draft, and it kind of validated what I've always believed about the first round of the NFL draft, that essentially the first round should be about three positions, if it's possible. Get a quarterback, draft somebody who protects your quarterback, and then find somebody who can pressure their quarterback. I've had this discussion with every GM I know. First round quarterback, protect the quarterback, and then get somebody who gets their quarterback. That's it. I mean, the Chiefs right now, Mahomes, Travis Kelce, kind of protects him on third down, and Chris Jones. I mean, when if you start kind of looking at how it works, the Rams, Stafford, Andrew Whitworth, Aaron Donald, you can get receivers and tight ends, speeds all over the draft, second round on. Now, there are exceptions, like Arizona has a bad receiving core and Harrison is great. There are exceptions. Randy Moss just doesn't look like anybody else, Calvin Johnson. By and large, quarterback, protect quarterback, somebody that gets their quarterback. So if you go look currently at the first round, what are the teams at the top? Chicago's, Washington's, New England's, Giants, Tennessee's. Not a lot of great left tackles, great quarterbacks, and great pass rushers. Then you go to the bottom of the first round, the good teams, Kansas City, San Francisco, Baltimore, Detroit, and Buffalo. You got some great quarterbacks, great left tackles, and great pass rushers. So the teams at the bottom that have those don't need to be near the top, and the teams at the top need those. So, and what makes this round one perfect for bad teams is the first round is loaded with quarterbacks, offensive tackles, and pass rushers. This is NFL drafting for dummies. Even dumb teams should be able to figure out this draft. Quarterbacks, tackles, and pass rushers. Do not move up for a wide receiver. Move down if that's your number one need. Do not move up for a corner. Quarterback, offensive tackle either side, pass rusher. So this draft is really, really, and some of these teams, there's a reason it feels like the same eight teams are always near the top of the draft. They can't figure this out. I talked about this earlier this week. I am still absolutely, I believe, that there's a third of the coaches in this league think you can win at the highest level with an average quarterback. I really do. I think a lot of them believe that. And you can't. You start looking at who's ending up in the final four teams of this league. Haven't the last 10 all been offensive coaches? They've figured it out. McVay moved off Jared Goff, and Goff's excellent. The Niners moved off Garoppolo. He was getting to Super Bowls. Andy Reid moved off Alex Smith, the Pro Bowler. The offensive coaches all get it. You can't just be good at quarterback. I'd argue Jared Goff is very good. McVay's, no, we have to be great. Find me the defensive coaches that move off. I mean, defensive coaches get stubborn. We can win with this guy and that guy. No, you can't. No, you can't. I'll give Pittsburgh credit. They moved off Kenny Pickett. Like, I mean, obviously they saw stuff at practice and games. You just can't win with that. So the other thing, there's another story. This is really interesting. So there are six quarterbacks who are being discussed to go in the first round. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, and Michael Penix Jr. So let's just concentrate on two, because we know Caleb's going one, and we think Penix, Bo Nix, definitely going later. McCarthy may be going later. Let's concentrate on Jaden Daniels, LSU, and Drake May, Carolina. Jaden Daniels is older. He's going to be 24 in December. Jaden Daniel has two first-round wide receivers at LSU, and Jaden Daniels had a great dynamic coach. What's interesting is through three seasons, because Drake May only played three, two as a starter, only three. Through the first three seasons, Drake May's numbers are easily better than Jaden Daniels. He completes more passes, almost 100 yards, total yards per game more. 79 touchdowns, 16 picks. The difference is Jaden Daniels got a fourth and a fifth season as a starter with a better coach, better O-line, and better weapons. So if you just look at this season, Jaden Daniels seems much better than Drake May. But Drake May didn't get that fourth season. He didn't get Brian Kelly. He didn't get two first-round receivers. He didn't get that offensive line. So that's the interesting one. So you have to add context. We had Albert Breer was on earlier this week that talked about Drake May contextualizing him.
Drake had a great 2022. In fact, like Drake's college trajectory isn't unlike Justin Herbert and Josh Allen, like where those guys were great their second to last year in school, and then maybe leveled off a little bit their last year because there was less around him. Same sort of thing happened with Drake May. So, you know, I think a lot of it comes down to how much you think you can fix, because he is raw. He did not play much as a freshman. Even his senior year in high school was bastardized because that was the COVID year. So he's lost, you know, a lot of opportunity to play football over the last 4 years.
So again, who's bigger? May. Stronger? May. Taller? May. Better through three seasons? May. But Jaden had the better coach, the better weapons, the better protection. So that's why this stuff is so fascinating. I can remember when Jordan Love had a bad last year. Even got caught for, you know, smoking some pot, which I couldn't give a rip about, but whatever. It was part of the narrative. Like, he's immature. And maybe he was at the time. But remember, three of the best young quarterbacks in this league, four of them came into this sport really raw. I mean, Lamar Jackson wasn't great from the pocket. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Jordan Love. But teams said, oh, they have traits that the other guys don't have. We're just going to polish them. So Buffalo got Josh Allen, Brian Daboll. And Mahomes got Andy Reid and sat for a year. And Lamar Jackson sat for 10 or 11 weeks behind a great O-line. And Jordan Love sat for 3 years. So my take on Drake May is, if he gets the right offensive coach, like a Kevin O'Connell, if he gets the right offensive coach and doesn't have to play behind Sam Darnold for a year, Drake May could be the Josh Allen, the Lamar Jackson of this class. Now, my take is, Jaden Daniels is better this morning, and he's ready to play now. Microwave him, ready to play. And I think that's why Washington takes him. I also think Cliff Kingsbury's history is more about Jaden Daniels than it is Drake May. I think Washington has a new owner. They've been bad for years, dysfunctional. I think they want to win now. And I think if you look at Dan Quinn, their weapons, Jaden's multiple programs, multiple years of starting, Jaden's electric. I mean, right across, you know, you got over there's Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, here in Washington, Jaden Daniels, whose comp is Lamar Jackson. Washington sees how popular Lamar Jackson is even in D.C., and they're like, we can get a Lamar Jackson. We can get a guy that Cliff Kingsbury, I think the Jaden Daniels thing to Washington, I've heard that's the choice. That's going to work. I think it's going to work. But in terms of ceiling, bigger, stronger arm, we have a history in this league. Kansas City did it. Buffalo did it. Baltimore did it. Green Bay. These are well-run organizations. They're like, yeah, this guy's raw. But there's a lot here. I had two conversations with Jordan Love. One GM was worried about him. One GM loved him. And they both said, when a guy's really good the year before he comes out to college and struggles in the year his last year, he usually lost a great receiver, a coordinator. Well, that happened to Drake May. So you get a downgrade at coordinator. Maybe you lose a star receiver. Maybe somebody now in the transfer portal leaves. You lose a really good right tackle or center. Your protection's not as good. Your schedule's a little harder. So all that stuff, that's why this is, you know, nobody knows. Hey, when anybody ever takes shots at me because I miss on draft picks, I'm like, hey, take your shots. The smartest guys I know in this league. I've talked to Bill Polian. I've talked to Brett Veach. All these guys will admit, I mean, Kansas City's as well run as anybody. They've missed on multiple early round receivers. They missed on a first round running back. They went and drafted a running back in the seventh round. He's better than the first round guy. This is a complete inexact science. It's like banging on Derek Jeter because he didn't bat 1,000. Nobody's doing that. This is an inexact science. Drake May is fascinating. You can certainly argue he's the Jordan Love, the Josh Allen, the Lamar. he's the guy that's raw, but man, if you start inspecting him in his first three seasons, there's a lot to like.
2014 draft. Here are the quarterbacks who went, okay? Well, Blake Bortles went third overall. A lot of people liked him, Blake Bortles. Okay, we know how he turned out. Johnny Manziel, we'll just forget about that guy.
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater went 32nd. Here are the quarterbacks who went in the second round. Derek Carr, who's had a better career than those three guys combined.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy Garoppolo, who's made a lot of money and been to a Super Bowl and nearly won one. Again, the teams don't know, right? Nobody has any clue who's going to be great. And circumstance matters, it seems like, more than any. Remember, Mitch Trubisky a few years ago went ahead of Patrick Mahomes.
There's only a couple of positions in pro football where circumstances don't matter. If you're a great running back talent, here's the ball. Find the hole. Adrian Peterson would have succeeded anywhere.
Right.
Walter Payton didn't have great coaches in management. Barry Sanders didn't. Running back's one of those, you got it or you don't. I would say cornerback. Sauce Gardner. Jets are a circus. He's great. Denver was a circus for a year. Patrick Sertan's great. Running back and corner, you can either do it or you can't. Didn't matter where Deion was going to play. He could lock people down. Sauce Gardner, Patrick Sertan. Either you are elite or you're not. Darren, the Jet, the former Jet of Pittsburgh corner.
Oh, Revis.
Dude was just going to make it. He bounced all over the league. He was good everywhere. Running back corner. Outside of that, and maybe to some degree wide receiver, although you are very dependent, Larry Fitzgerald was as good as his quarterback. When his quarterbacks were great, he was a Hall of Famer first round. When they weren't, he was still really good. But you are somewhat, I mean, look at Randy Moss with Tom Brady and Randy Moss with everybody else. But, I mean, to me, running back and corner are the two. If you can play, you can play. You'll be great anywhere. And you'll know very early. There's no late-blooming running backs that hit in year four. Same with Sauce Gardner, Sertan. You can tell by Thanksgiving rookie year. Got it.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.